This is not the first time prisoners in Wisconsin have refused food to protest solitary confinement. Jacob Glicklick is with the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee. He says it's impossible to imagine how mentally damaging long-term solitary confinement can be.
A huge number of abuses and literal torture being inflicted on people and a continuation of prison slavery.
A 2018 study found 700 inmates were in solitary confinement in Wisconsin. A spokeswoman for Evers says the governor is less than 3 months into his four-year term and is already proposing reforms to the state's criminal justice system. The Department of Corrections says they know of only one inmate on a hunger strike. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.